I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. When you think of drug use in Vermont, you probably think of the opioid epidemic. Back in 2014, Governor Peter Shumlin dedicated his entire State of the State address to it, and the problem became a top priority for treatment professionals and law enforcement. But sometimes a crackdown on one drug makes the illegal drug market shift toward another. And Vermont authorities have noticed a surge in the use of crack cocaine and related violence. Today we're talking about the resurgence of crack with Gina Tron. She's a reporter who worked on this issue for Vice this week. Gina, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Help us understand how a crackdown on heroin is having these other unintended consequences in the illegal drug market.
Well, there's a phenomenon called the balloon effect, where focus on one drug can actually allow another drug market to blossom. It's a characteristic of drug enforcement across the world. The demand for drugs doesn't go away with enforcement. Instead, the illegal market just mutates and shifts. Dealers find ways around obstacles, and sometimes that manifests in the form of selling a different drug.
So is this because law enforcement resources shift toward cracking down on one drug, or is it because users suddenly want to start to use another drug? Is that what leads it, or is it maybe a little of both?
I think it's a little bit of both. From what I've gathered from both police and other experts is, you know, if one drug has a lot of heat on it from the police and media, it may be a little bit easier to push another drug. That could be one example of how that could happen.
So what do law enforcement officials tell you about how the crack problem developed in Vermont? I mean, has it really returned, or did it just never leave the state?
Crack has always been here to some extent. Even back in 2002, the National Drug Intelligence Center did a drug threat assessment on Vermont, and it listed heroin as the number one threat to the state and crack cocaine as a second. That assessment said that criminal groups were increasingly converting powdered cocaine into crack in Vermont. Now, for the last 6 months, there's been a resurgence of crack, according to police. Before the last 6 months, there was a decreased amount of crack cocaine seen for about 18 months. That is when heroin was really skyrocketing here. Now, for the past 6 months, crack is back in Vermont, and police are really seeing a resurgence of it. They're often seeing it in combination with heroin, weirdly enough. And even before the violent incidents late last year, police were telling me that they were surprised that media wasn't focusing on crack because, you know, they are aware that it is very much here. Even here in Montpelier, the police chief was telling me that crack cocaine is very prevalent and that there needs to be more focus on it.
Your story had some really graphic depictions of this crack cocaine-related violence in Vermont. What do those violent acts tell us about the way the drug trade is working here right now?
Well, the illegal drug trade is dangerous. In the illegal drug trade, you are dealing with people who are either dangerous or desperate, and oftentimes both. It's a lucrative business, and with lucrative illegal businesses comes gang-affiliated activity. We have had a big increase in gang-related activity, violent crimes, as well as nonviolent crimes, and it's all connected to the drug problem.
Okay, so we're talking about more crack cocaine use in Vermont. What do authorities propose to do about it?
Police, both state and local, have repeatedly admitted that they just don't have the funding and resources to take this on, you know, efficiently, both with heroin and crack. We're focusing so much on heroin because it's affecting more people than crack, but we can't even take that on. So taking on another drug is adding another issue and another burden to the already drained resources that the police are dealing with. I talked to Steve Rolls. He's a senior policy analyst for Transform. That's a drug policy foundation. And he said that he believes that the only solution to Vermont's drug problems and the violence that comes with it is legalization and government regulation of drugs. He said that would reduce the balloon effect as well as end the need for expensive drug enforcement. He claims that the war on drugs has actually given control of the market to dangerous people. And since there is no formal legal regulation, violence ends up taking its place.
We've been talking with Gina Tron. She's a freelance reporter based in Montpelier. Her piece about crack cocaine in Vermont was published on the influence.org website and in Vice. Gina, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you very much.